Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
I don't need the grunts. What's that all about?
Okay.
I don't know. Just feeling it today, Charge. What can I say? How you doing, Hoser?
Well, I'm better. I'm not healthy, but I'm way better than I was at this time last week. And I need to work in the understanding that I get one pause for some kind of like phlegm-related activity. It could be a throat clearing. It could be a nose blowing.
Sure.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, that's I need to work that into an understanding for this podcast.
Quite okay, my friend. Bodily functions happen, and I understand.
Yeah, not normally on the podcast, but yes.
No. And a gross bodily function happened 4 times with your boy, Josh Dobbs, on Monday night. Ooh. But we'll get into that. I have a curious question for you as to whose room gets billed, whose hotel room gets the charge for a tipped interception. Hold that thought. Joyous, wonderful news for you, Charge, coming in today and over the last 48 hours.
What's that?
You are no longer, in any way, shape, or form, the most hated guest on the ZabeCast. Not even close.
Wow, who took the mantle in the last 2 days?
Andy Pollin went ham on the title of most. Yes, because he stuck to his guns on an idiotic analogy of Division I scholarships being the same as slavery.
Oh, and he come on.
And he could not be pushed off that square by me. To which I said yesterday, I go, well, the old saying is you can't reason your way out of something that you didn't reason your way into.
That's a great way to put it. That is a horrible take. The worst part about that take is it trivializes slavery.
Well, it trivializes slavery, one. Secondly, it trivializes the value of an education.
I suppose, but
he's implying they don't get anything. Like, you know, before they got nil money, they didn't get anything. That was his thought. They got a lot of shit. They got, like, kids would cry when they would be told by the coach, you're on scholarship, and then they'd call their mom, and the mom would be in tears. But
yes, I mean, they all wanted it. In a decision that was entirely their own, whether or not they were going to accept the scholarship, almost everybody did accept the scholarship. Nobody made them.
So
that is ridiculous.
More good news. John in Fishers, Indiana writes to say, Steve Zarino, Church is the best. I have less than zero interest in fantasy football, and yet Church is still the best. I have nothing in common with Church except for bourbon. Yay. Mm-hmm. Alternative music. Yay.
All right.
And our disdain for, wait for it.
Oh, Be Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation!
Yes. That is my man right there.
It is truly an awful movie, and most important, it is not funny.
Unfunny. Appropriate for a funeral or another equally somber occasion. Christmas Vacation.
Cheers. Wow. Cheers. You're the best, boss. More Murray. Thank you, John, in Fishers, Indiana.
Real thank you, John.
Life electronic letter from a real life listener of the Zabecast. So there you go. So we start off with a bang. Perhaps that can assuage your pain from the loss to the Vikings on Monday night. Or excuse me, the loss to the Bears. Your Vikings losing to the Bears with four Josh Dobbs interceptions, a wide open touchdown that he sailed out of bounds.
No.
Oh, dude. And the coach saying, yeah, we're going to have to evaluate things. Is the Dobbs party over in Minnesota?
Yeah, it's pretty much over. I mean, we saw the signs.
I just got here. I had heard about this rager down the street, and they're like, dude, you got to come to this rager, the Dobbs party. So I put my pants on. I got on a sweater, put my shoes on. I got in the car. I got the directions. I just got here. It's over?
Well, because you showed up, all the cool people left.
Fuck you. I'm the human jinx. Okay. Blame it on me. I got it. All right.
I hate going into the bye week on a loss because you got to just stew in it for an extra week. You know, you can't really even start looking ahead at the next game. You just got to sort of own it for that whole 2 weeks. I hate that. And, you know, the Vikings, they'd won five straight. Then they lost a game by a point. Then they lost a game by 2 points. Both of them highly winnable. But in those two losses, they had seven turnovers. Seven. Yeah. Come on. You know, why do you have to lose that way? Can't you just lose because the refs fucked something up like the rest of, you know, all the other teams? No, you got to do it to yourself instead.
Right.
So as great a story as Josh Dobbs was for 2.5 weeks, yeah, it's kind of dead here now.
So why is it over? Is there any other better options out there for you guys are on the roster?
On the team is the short answer, but on the team is Nick Mullins, who has had, like, I don't know, a dozen career starts spanning several different teams. And he's been on this roster for the entire Kevin O'Connell tenure.
You described him as, quote, non-awful.
Yes, I did. Yes, he is non-awful.
Quite a designation.
Yes, and so that would be the next man up if the Vikings need to go to that. They need to, you know, they just got to go not give away games, and that's what Josh Dobbs has done. Even in the wins, he was trying to give away games with fumbles and stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of over. It was a nice run while it lasted, the Pastrnak and all the cute stuff, and now it's sad. This is the deal. Okay, Zabe, this is the deal on running quarterbacks who are not excellent passers. You get dazzled by the escapability, them turning a sure sack into a first down, you know, and especially when you've had Kirk Cousins for 5 years and, you know, the zero mobility that he brought to the position. And people are like, oh my God, you know, Kirk never would have gotten out of that sack. Okay. But at the end of the day, you've got to be a good passer and ideally better than a good passer. And that's always the limiting upside. You know, this is what the Ravens are dealing with right now with Lamar Jackson, who, right, I think he's sitting in like 8 passing touchdowns. You know, he's got one more passing touchdown than Justin Fields does, and he missed a month.
Yeah.
It's, you know, at some point you have to be able to pass the ball and do it well, and Josh Dobbs doesn't look like that guy.
I'd go even further to say it's not at some point you have to. It's a passing position. That's the bottom line on Sundays. Saturdays, it's a different deal. Sundays, it's a passing position where running is a bonus, but it comes with its own dangers and its own limitations. So unless you're really good at diagnosing and delivering with pinpoint accuracy in about 3.2 seconds, then you're not going to survive very long in this league. And when Fields fumbled for the second time in the fourth quarter, when all they had to fucking do was hold on to the ball, morons.
Right, right.
He had a look on his face. It was like the life had drained out of him. It's like you could see in his face, I am so done as a QB1 in Chicago. someone else may give me a shot as a QB1. But my whole life dream of being QB1 in the National Football League is over. And he knew it. I mean, the face never lies. And that's tough for him. That said, he'll be a great QB2 for a long time. He will be the guy who's on rosters, who gets 16 years worth of salaries and is always able to come in. He's the new Josh Dobbs for the new millennium. There are worse fates in life than that, but he is not a starting quarterback in the National Football League.
Safe to assume, Zabe, if you are the Bears with Carolina's pick and the first pick of the draft next year, you're taking a quarterback.
Oh God, yes. You can't afford not to take a quarterback. There's too many rich targets there. They already fucked up once by passing this year. They cannot. And they will not do it again. Which brings us to the Carolina Panthers. For all your troubles and sturm and drang with the Vikings right now, be thankful you do not have David Tepper. Oh,
no kidding.
As your owner. Here was Tepper. Let me see if this audio is loud enough. It may or may not be. Stand by.
Been reported and we've talked about it.
Here's the summary of this clip. Ready? David Tepper confirms the Panthers were supposed to trade number 2 and take C.J. Stroud because they believed Houston would have taken Bryce Young at number 1. Tepper says everyone in the building wanted Bryce Young. We were totally confident in that pick. So then what are you saying now in retrospect? Here's the $20 billion clown suit owner of the Panthers, who is now working on his 6th coach in 5 years.
We were going to go to number 2 pick him, and we thought we would get CJ because we thought the Texans were going to pick Bryce. And listen, we preferred Bryce. He was our number 1 pick. We had a lot of conviction. In answer to your questions, it's just not the way the process was done. The process was done the way the process was done. And again, even though if there was a process with 5 people in the room and 4 and the way the votes came in, it was Frank was the first choice. I always could veto that choice. And even if it was Bryce and the votes came in unanimously in this particular case, I could have vetoed that choice.
Okay.
In both cases, I supported both choices.
Oh, okay. You I'm did. Wait, what? Both choices. What the fuck are you saying right now?
I supported the coaches. I supported the scouts, their unanimous opinion. And I supported Frank Reich. So whatever's good, bad, or indifferent is ultimately because the buck stops here.
Oh, yeah.
And I take full responsibility for everything.
Take full responsibility. You still own the team, and nobody can fire you, you dick.
But that's the way the process runs. And just one last thing, and then we're going to go here. As far as Bryce Young is concerned, I cannot say this, you know, for myself, and I think everybody in this building would share this sentiment. We are totally confident in that pick. Okay, I think the people that made that pick first, you know, would be totally confident in that. You know, some of them you could ask. Okay. And I think the and for me, I'm totally confident in agreeing with that pick.
Yeah, well, I think anyone who's a Panther fan has zero confidence in you. You clown suit. How did this guy make $20 billion? I have no idea. I know that he was a hedge fund guy that got fired, and he built up his own hedge fund again. A lot of people said he was a raging asshole and part of the reason that these firms did not want to promote him, and I can see why now. But he has no basic understanding of the game he's now playing. The game he is now playing, he is in way over his head. He should have said, look, the process is simple. I hired a general manager and I hired a head coach and I said, you guys figure out who to pick. I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. You're football guys. Well, it's ass on the line to pick the right guy. I'm not in on this. That's the process. For somebody with a brain and who can control their ego, the problem is these billionaires can't control their egos.
Now, he's trying to walk the fine line between saying he lets his football people make the football decisions, and at the same time, he's blaming them for picking the wrong quarterback. You notice that? You notice how he's trying to do both? And that way he has no culpability whatsoever. Everybody knows it was the wrong pick. It would take a monumental shift to get to a point that C.J. Stroud is either as bad as Bryce Young or Bryce Young gets to be as good as C.J. Stroud. You know, they screwed it up. You can't say it. And, you know, they probably won't be able to say it until someday in the future when they move on from him, if they do.
Well, that's,
can't say it, but everybody knows it.
Right. Well, that's the thing. What you say isn't always what you know or what you believe to be true if you're a guy like the owner or the coach or the GM, especially when things are this young. All you have to do is say, if the question comes in, hey, man, you know, I probably should have taken Stroud, you give a brief compliment to Stroud saying, you know what, he's a heck of a young man and he's having a great year so far and I'm happy for him, but we love our guy.
Love our guy.
We love our guy, and this movie just started. And I would urge everybody to watch more of the movie and see how it develops, see how he develops, see how we develop as a team, because I think you're going to be in for an amazingly pleasant surprise, and you should check back with me in a year. Buy yourself a year. You got to say that, whether you believe it or not. You got to put that confidence in your quarterback. He's going to see this, and he's going to go, okay, fuck, they're backing me. All right, let's go to work. Now, that said, I always thought he was too small, and I have not watched a lot of Carolina Panther games.
Good for you, by the way. I wish I highlights. Could say that.
So let me ask you, Mr. Fantasy, what have you seen in Bryce Young?
Well, a lot of things you worried about with him have materialized. Now, what we knew is he was going to be a very accurate touch passer. Accuracy's just been that's what he was coming out of college. Accuracy's just been okay. The poise has been okay. The arm strength has not been good. And honestly, a big problem is the offensive line is just awful. And the poor kid is just getting murdered back there and has to make split-second decisions that doesn't put any rookie in a position to be great. Now, that said, C.J. Stroud has had 8 different offensive linemen go on IR, and he's been okay. So, you know, part of it is also coaching and scheming and putting those players into a position to be okay. I think, you know, Stroud's performances to this point have been underwhelming, and there is a threshold of arm talent, Abe, where you have to have like an NFL caliber arm. And man, he looks like he's right on the cusp of viability or not on the arm talent. It might be that Bryce Young just doesn't have it and might not have it. So yeah, it's right now there's a long way to go for that kid. I'm still optimistic it'll be okay in the long run, but do you trust David Tepper to surround him with the parts that he needs? Get this, Abe. In the short time Kevin O'Connell has been the head coach here, on Sunday, Carolina will start its 5th head coach.
Count them. Count the coaches. Can you?
It's unbelievable. Not off the top of my head, but give me a second to look it up, and I certainly can. It's astounding.
That is amazing.
At this stage so fast.
And apparently Tepper does the same thing with the soccer team he owns in Charlotte. And apparently one of his most strident critics in the media, Scott Fowler of the Charlotte Observer, the only game in town, and I know this from having worked in that market back in 1999, he sat front and center at the presser, raised his hand, was clearly visible, wanted to ask a question, and they went right past him the entire time. Shut him out of the press conference, which is classic bullshit, weak-ass, bully move by an owner and a team in a small market where they figure they can get away with that.
Yeah.
It's so weak.
It's so weak. It is. And, you know, your PR staff is supposed to be in a position to tell you that.
Yeah, but the PR staff is terrified of the tyrant owner. Yeah. The old guy was just a horn dog. He was a Southern horn dog. He was like, you look good in that skirt. You mind if I buy you a hair salon session and some makeup? It's like, oh, Jerry Richardson, you fucking perv. What's wrong with you? You got to go. And now they got this guy in there. So God bless them.
Backwards. By the way, it's four coaches. It's Wilkes, Rule, Reich, and now the new guy is Chris Tabor, special teams coach. How about this? So they name him coach. The first thing he does as head coach is he fires the offense. He fires the offensive coordinator and he fires the quarterback.
Everybody. Coach. It's like, you're gone. You're gone. You're out.
Had the special teams coach been silently stewing the whole year, going, oh, those guys are just fuck-ups. They're killing our quarterback. He's rubbing his hands together. Oh, man, if I had control of this organization. And then, bam, out of the blue, your owner makes the special teams coach your head coach.
Unbelievable.
He's like, this is my chance.
I'm the guy in charge now. Look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain. I've got live audio of that meeting where he cut all the fellow coaches.
Good practice, team. Okay, it's time for the easiest part of any coach's job.
Firing people.
Now, while I wasn't able to cut everyone I wanted to, I have cut a lot of you.
O-line coach, cut. You're gone.
Rudy is cut.
D-line, Rainey, you're gone. Running backs, Steven, coach,
I
out.
Like your hustle. That's why it was so hard to cut you. Congratulations.
The rest of you coaches can stay.
Except you and you.
Except you and you. God damn it. Well, man, there you
now,
go.
Now, those, by the way, the early Simpsons episodes, like the, you know, if you go back to like the Conan O'Brien years when he was writing, they were so good, Zabe. Like seasons 2 through 6 were just killer. They were great. And the show just, you know, it trudges along for whatever reason. And I don't even know who watches it now. By all accounts, it's been bad for a long time. But amazing how good those early ones were.
I wouldn't know how to rank it. I wouldn't know how to rate it now because, like a drug addict, once my dealer started delivering me Family Guy, I couldn't take the weak stuff anymore, which was The Simpsons. I wanted the straight crack cocaine of comedy, which would be to get me really high really quick. So when I do watch The Simpsons, I go, oh, that's cute, but I'm not gonna like obsess over it, not like the Family Guy episodes.
No, and you know, which is it's a very different kind of humor. Obviously, they're both animated, but you know, very different. All the references and stuff, and clearly,
it's just a stronger version of the drug. I think it's sarcastic humor, but yeah, the references in Family Guy are off the charts. Now, are you pretty fluent in Family Guy?
I would say, you know, I watch about one a year, so I'm only
not.
I would say
you
I'm
barely
only
speak it. Okay,
yeah, I barely.
Speak are you fluent it. In South Park?
Yes. I think South Park is brilliant.
I speak no South Park.
No.
I know. It's a huge.
Oh, man.
Listen, South Park, Parks and Rec, and Major League are three of my most glaring pop culture holes in my resume. And I do need to close them up. But again,
yeah, Major League's good. I don't know that you have to go out of your way for Major League. It's good.
Yeah.
And there's a handful of references you've missed out on, but I don't think that's, I think that's about it.
Well, I gotta go watch Christmas Vacation with the director's cut and the commentary on the DVD so I can take notes on the commentary.
the nuances.
Bring them back to you and then explain things like, see, Charge, what happened on the Christmas tree lot scene, okay? They were having problems with the family truckster landing right, okay? So they had to add weight to the back of it to keep it from toppling over. And you're like,
yes,
not exactly. Funny.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like anytime you have to explain a joke, it never lands. It never lands.
Hey, one last thing back to your game. So how many of those interceptions get charged to Dobbs's room?
Two. You know, I think tipped ones generally shouldn't. You know, it depends a little bit on the pass, right? Like, was it a catchable ball when it was tipped? But I think two rightfully get charged to him. But the big one is, how do you miss a player who's streaking downfield 40 yards and there isn't a defender within 20 yards of him?
Right.
And you throw it out of bounds. I mean, you can go anywhere with the ball. You have so much latitude.
Yes.
You can be off by 10 full yards from that player if it's any of the 10 that aren't out of bounds.
Pooch it.
And that's still what he did.
Right. Pooch it into the inside part of the field, even if it lands on the hash. It's still a touchdown. And instead, he YOLOs it, like, watch me thread this one needlessly onto the boundary. And also what's funny is somebody pointed out, look at the cheerleaders. They jump up and down like, yay, it's a catch. Oblivious to the fact he was out of bounds and the referees signaled out of bounds. Hey, they're cheerleaders. They're there to look cute. Not to know the rules.
They spend most of their game with their back turned to the game, so they don't have any real idea what's going on. They respond to the crowd, right? You know, when the crowd starts going crazy, they just, you know, they jump into action like, oh, apparently something good's happening right now.
Yeah. By the way, this also this also really helps our chances of the perfect New Year's Eve situation with that Packer Viking game not being flexed out. Mm-hmm. It's looking like one of us, you or us, are going to have implications, right?
Or both for each other. This could be like a knockout game for either one.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because it's like a 6-3 now with the bottom part of the NFC. Six teams mm-hmm. for three spots between Minnesota, Seattle, Tampa. Not Tampa, but New Orleans, Atlanta, and who's the other one that I'm thinking of? Green Bay, Minnesota. It's like six teams muddling around at about 500. And so there's three spots for it. So I think by the time we get to that Week 17 showdown, either or both teams, the Vikes and Packers, will have implications. They're not going to get off of that game.
Yeah, you know what? Chicago might even be in the mix at that point. Who knows? Yeah. So, it's who's to say Seattle's in that mix? Rams. So there's all these like 500-ish teams just waiting to get blown apart by Dallas, Philadelphia, San Francisco.
Yeah, your stadium's fucking amazing, man. I got to say that quietly because some Packer fans are going to hear that and then go like, report me to the Packer fan police.
It's a great stadium.
But to see it lit up at night like that with the translucent roof and you can kind of see in, fucking A, man. What a game.
It's a really nice stadium. And while I would have loved to have the outdoor stadium, that building is put to use 300 days a year.
Go to Gopher games. You want outdoor games?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Nobody's going to do that either, by the way. I'm not going to bore people with Gopher football, but good God, is it bad.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Okay, moving right along. Is the quality debate about the NFL A, stupid, B, valid, or C, missing the point entirely? I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Valid. So let's look at the teams that are supposed to be good and tell me if are they really good in a different season? Would they be good? Buffalo is 6-6 with Josh Allen. You know, Miami, they're 8-3, but it's a very wobbly 8-3, and they've played their strength of victory. Get this, the opponent's winning percentage is 311.
Okay, all right.
Think about how bad that is. That's your opponent winning percentage for Miami. Jacksonville is on top of their division. Houston should have won that game. They got chopped, by the way. Okay. Patrick Mahomes having a visibly, obviously down year. Kansas City's muddling around at 8-3. This doesn't feel like anywhere near as good a Chiefs, dominating Chiefs teams that there's been in the past. Philadelphia's 10-1, but they're barely hanging into every game, and their defense is straight up bad in parts. Dallas, it looks periodically great. Other times they look terrible. Detroit should have lost to Green Bay. Did lose to Green Bay. Should have lost to Chicago.
Okay.
San Francisco looks great sometimes. Okay. Other times not.
Okay. If I may, though, is that the point that some pundits are making? And is that the point that Tom Brady made about, you know, the quality in this league? I see a lot of mediocrity. Is the actual product mediocre? Not just is there any
super
teams. You're bemoaning the lack of screaming hot on their way to 15-1 super teams, the Colts, mm-hmm. the Patriots, et al., that you knew were goddamn good and were going to be in the mix, if not in the Super Bowl. We don't have that anymore. It's a little bit flatter. I get that. But is the product worse?
Well, I think it is in part worse. Now, okay. Well, okay, let me just check that for a second. I mean, okay, we're dealing with a ton of backup replacement level quarterbacks, and that does drag down the product of the game. Look at last night with Josh Dobbs.
Right.
So there, I mean, that's part of it, and that's not the game's fault. That's nobody's fault that Tommy DeVito is starting games. It just is because injuries happen, and you know that's part of it. But
well, yeah. We also lost a lot of dependable movie stars as quarterbacks mm-hmm. that could open a movie and get you $100 million on your opening weekend. Breeze, true. Brady, Big Ben, Rodgers, Manning. That's five guys, five Brad Pitts, Harrison Fords, superstar quarterbacks that are gone. And while you still have Mahomes and you got some other young guys who are filling the void, it ain't the golden age. There's a low ebb right now when it comes to quarterback quality at the top. So that hurts things.
I think that does hurt. Matthew Stafford would have been a tier two guy like that. His play is way off. Right. That's not the same. And you've got about six teams that just have zero answer at quarterback. New England has benched their starting quarterback four times, and they keep bringing him back because nobody else is better.
I know.
I mean, think how bad you have to be to bench your quarterback four times.
And Mac Jones has been yelled at multiple times in open view of the cameras on the sidelines by coaches. That's how much they hate him. Reports are the fellow players hate him there.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
It's tough. So I think the product is down, probably objectively. I think for me personally, there's too many games. There's too many games in too short a span. Too many countries they're going to. The athletes are too finely tuned so that a hamstring could knock you out for 6 weeks. Like that, which used to never happen in the old NFL because the athletes weren't as finely tuned. They're Ferraris out there, and they're in the shop all the time. There's too many fucking rules, that's for sure. There's too many safety rules on top of the rules, too much replay, and there's also too much scrutiny by us in the media, so it amplifies whenever there is not perfect, wonderful, incredible football every single week. There, that's my theory unified in a nutshell.
And I'll add on to that. The concussions situation now is such that over 90, and I think it's 92% of the players who get a concussion do not play the next week. Now, you know, that is a change this year. It used to be a lot easier to clear the concussion protocol. Now they're just basically saying, we're going to err on the side of caution. You're just going to miss a game. And that has kept a lot of good players on the sidelines. And, you know, the rationale might be sound, but the reality is the replacement players aren't as good.
Yeah. Beating the concussion protocol and playing the next week, it's harder than breaking up with Taylor Swift and having her write a song saying, I still think he's a great guy. Oh! Can you give me an estimate on my chances of meeting Taylor Swift in Green Bay this coming Sunday? Percentage-wise.
Okay, well, you refuse, as I understand it, you don't take a media pass. You don't sit
we're in the stands
section.
Right.
You're in the stands.
All right, so forget meat. Let's take that out of it. Forget meat. Oh, Will, okay. All right, straight percentage chance. What percentage chance that Taylor Swift goes to Green Bay to be with her man because she's home from her tour for 2 months for the holidays?
20%.
Wow.
Says the guy in Minnesota. She didn't come to Minnesota, so I'm a little bitter about that. Right. And I want to believe that Green Bay is a less desirable destination. Cold weather. I assume they have heated. I'm sure the suites are heated.
Yes.
But you've got the cold weather. I want to, you know, she's sort of picked and choosed, right? A little bit. So right. I got to believe that's the case.
I can't believe she wouldn't want to come see beautiful Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin, which is the town that is literally one street to the left of Lambeau Field. Imagine if it wasn't named the Green Bay Packers. They were the Ashwaubenon Packers. How shitty that would sound. AW as the initials. And then there's DePere up there as well, which is also one of the suburbs. So anyway, I don't think it's going to happen. Couple other things before we're done here today.
Yeah, and I've got one for you that you don't know about as well.
Okay, good. All right. So let me just pick from the list here. Look at the play chart, laminated chart, shot clocks winding down. Winter. Would you rather have it, winter, just give it to you, good and hard, a proper winter? Or would you rather have a mild winter that is 5 to 8 degrees warmer on average, but still fucking winter, cold and dank and miserable and cloudy and depressing?
To be clear, there are people in Minnesota who love the long, cold winter.
That's why they live there.
Yep, it's perfectly suited for them. Their body temperature runs hot. They like to do stuff outside. They love ice fishing. You know, they got the snowmobiling is a huge, huge thing.
They like snowmobile
the bar to bar, and you know, that's a huge deal. And they don't want anything that's going to shorten that period. I think they're crazy. Once you get to be my advanced age, Zabe, I've already seen a lot of these winters.
I'm not saying it's going to be shorter. I'm saying it's going to be warmer.
But not warm.
So in other words, if your average daily high in the meat of winter, which I guess for your city would be 25, 26 degrees.
Yeah.
That for an average high. If it was 33 degrees for an average high, would that be a better winter for you with less snow and it being a little bit warmer? So you would take it.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, interesting. In a heartbeat. I'll take slush. I'll take things melting. You bet.
I'm not that same way. I want proper winter. We're going to get winter from date X to date Y, depending on what part of the country you're in. Okay. And I say once it's time to go through the winter, give me a proper winter. Give her. Let's go, winter. Give me the best you got. Give me the storms. Give me the snow. Give me the ice. I want it. Need it.
Yeah. You know what? How many full Milwaukee winters have you experienced? Like, where you're there the whole time, whole winter?
None.
Zero. Zero. Right. Yeah. No. You're talking out your ass right now. You don't have any idea what you're saying.
I know. All right.
Let me hit you with this.
Yep.
HBO Max, since this whole debacle with them getting bought by, I don't know, Paramount or whoever, things are starting to disappear. A lot of your favorite shows are gone. Shows you thought were indelibly HBO just aren't even on the service anymore. And that's just HBO. There are many others as well. Shows are just disappearing. One of my favorite comedies of all time, Better Off Ted, it's suddenly just gone from Hulu. The Oppenheimer 4K disc, which came out today, the Blu-ray and the 4K disc sold out in one day nationally. Can't find it anywhere. I'm increasingly of the opinion, as we've all been shifting away from physical media, that this is the only way to ensure that if there's something you want to watch, you can watch whatever you want in some stupid moron suits that, you know, happen to have stumbled their way in the licensing of your favorite show. Don't end up screwing it up. What do you think?
I agree. And I think there's certain movies that, you know, couldn't be made today, like 40-Year-Old Virgin. Or perhaps Tropic Thunder, that you better have a hard copy of that. Because
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, because the jokes in that are too politically incorrect. But yes, it's a completely bullshit thing about streaming that these services don't want to have to pay the syndication rights to carry the content because they're not getting enough downloads off of it. So they just drop it. We should have every piece of professionally made content on someone's service at all times.
Yes. I mean, can I
get a huzzah, huzzah from the senator from Minnesota on that one?
Huzzah.
Huzzah. You agree. All right. Charge is always a pleasure,
my friend.
Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Next week.
Bye now.
Except for him, I'm a man. Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hose hand. Yeah, well, take off.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.